By this stage, you've probably had your fill of post-budget spin, counter-spin, not terribly insightful analysis, and press releases disguised as news where, big surprise, naked self-interest is draped in the manky fig leaf of public interest. But isn't it time, gentle listeners, to call out the deep hypocrisy of our parliamentary class warriors? All of them. One of the first acts of the new coalition government in the United Kingdom was the announcement that all ministers would have their pay frozen for 5 years after being cut by 5%, which may be largely symbolic. Hell, in a nation where public spending is measured in hundreds of billions of pounds, it's petty cash. But the symbolism does matter when these men and women are about to tell everyone else not to tighten their belts, but prepared to be fitted for a barbed wire corset. So does the symbolism closer to home, where MPs last year expected a pat on the head for accepting a zero pay increase from the Remuneration Authority. I'm not the kind of person who thinks all MPs deserve is a bus pass, a stout cardboard box to live in, and directions to the nearest food bank. But I also find it rather hard to take seriously class warriors on a base salary of $131,000 a year, especially in a year when they were exposed working their allowances like welfare cheats on crystal meth. Even the insufferably pious Greens ended up with free-range egg on their face. No politician has ever lost a poll point piously intoning about fairness and how the nasty government is fingering the poor and middle class for the benefit of the evil rich. But any politician who tells you they don't set their own pay is fudging. The Remuneration Authority, after all, doesn't just pull numbers out of its collective backside, but applies legislation which was set by Parliament in 1977 and amended in 2002. It can be amended again. And how difficult would it be for Parliament to open a home front in the class war and do the following? Freeze, or even cut, the pay of a Prime Minister, ministers, party leaders, whips and select committee chairs, at least for the decade or more of red ink we've been promised. Link any increase in the far from niggardly base salary of members of Parliament to inflation. Or, if you're at all serious about fairness, how about shifting the baseline for comparison from the private sector to real equivalents in the public sector? There's nothing quote-unquote fair about a first-term MP being paid more than a newly qualified teacher, nurse or police officer. But their political lords and masters could at least pay them the respect of accepting the same wage restraint and fiscal responsibility they're so quick to demand from others.